Hey there, it's David, and thanks for tuning in to this week's Retirement Optimism. I want to let you know right up front, this week's episode is a little different. Not because it's off topic, but because we're going to talk about something deeper than just investment strategy or market moves. This episode isn't about money management, at least not directly, but it is about something I believe is absolutely essential to building the kind of retirement and life you actually want. So let's get into it. Over the years, I've had hundreds of conversations with people in all walks of life, retirees, business owners, engineers, teachers, folks in their 30s, and folks in their 70s. And no matter how successful they are, no matter how well their balance sheet reads, there's one theme that seems to come up again and again. People often hit a point where they feel stuck or restless or maybe even unfulfilled. And what's interesting is that this isn't just something that happens at a certain age. I've seen it in retirees who've done everything right, built a great career, saved, invested, and now they're in this new season they've looked forward to for years. And yet they wake up one morning and think, wait, now what? I've also seen it in people smack in the middle of their careers, people who've climbed the ladder, hit their income goals, maybe even achieved a certain lifestyle, and they feel trapped in a role they thought they wanted. And then I've seen it in young professionals too. People just a few years into their path already questioning whether they chose it for the right reasons. Maybe they picked the job that looked good on paper or paid well, but doesn't actually align with who they are. The point is, this feeling, it doesn't discriminate. No matter what stage of life you're in, we all run into this moment eventually where we ask, sometimes quietly and sometimes not so quietly, is this it? Is this what I want my life to look like? And here's the challenge. We don't usually slow down long enough to answer. We're all busy. Life is noisy. It's meetings, errands, deadlines, sports practices, dinner, laundry, scrolling, inboxes. It never stops. So even if we feel that nudge to reflect, we blow right past it because it doesn't feel urgent. There's always something else that needs our attention. But I'll tell you this, if you never slow down to ask the big questions, you don't give yourself the chance to turn the page. You don't get to the next chapter of life because you're still stuck in the last one. That next chapter doesn't begin with a calendar date or a financial milestone. It begins with clarity. And clarity, in my experience, rarely shows up on its own. It comes through intentional space. It comes from time in silence or journaling or prayer. Sometimes it comes from a long, honest conversation with someone you trust. But it almost always starts by asking questions like, is the life I've built actually the life I want to be living? That's not an easy question. It's uncomfortable. And if you're like most people, there's a little fear that creeps in right behind it. What if I make the wrong move? What if I look foolish? What if the grass isn't actually greener? What if I'm the only one who feels this way? Let me tell you something I've learned from sitting across the table from hundreds of people. You're not the only one who feels this way. You're not crazy. You're not broken. You're not behind. In fact, this feeling is one of the most human experiences there is. And if you let it, that little sense of discontent can actually be the spark that leads to something better. But only if you pause long enough to explore it. So here's the real question I want to leave with you today. It's simple, but not easy. In an ideal world, what would you want the next chapter of your life to look like? Not what your past self thought would make you happy. Not what society says you should want. What does your present self today, right now, actually want? And when I say next chapter, I don't necessarily mean a radical reinvention. For some people, it might be a new career or a move. For others, it's simply finding a better rhythm, creating space for something meaningful, or reconnecting with a passion or a purpose that's been on the back burner for too long. Whatever it is, you don't need to figure it all out today, but you do need to give yourself permission to start asking. Because only when we live with intention does a fulfilling life become possible? And that's really the point of this episode, not to sell you on change for change's sake. This isn't a midlife crisis moment. This is about alignment, purpose, creating a life that feels meaningful, not just on paper, but in your actual experience. Now, if some of this is hitting home for you, so if you've been thinking about a shift or a pivot, and you want to know how that fits into your financial life, we'd love to help you run the numbers. That's what we're here for, because your financial plan shouldn't just be about wealth. It should support a life that matters to you. So before we wrap up, let me leave you with a few questions to think about this week. What's something you've always wanted to try but haven't given yourself permission to explore? If money weren't the issue, how would you spend your time? What's the part of your day or week that gives you energy? And how could you build more of that into your life? What would a meaningful next 10 years look like? And maybe the most important one, what's one small intentional step you could take today? That's it for this week's episode of Retirement Optimism. A little different, I know, but sometimes these are the conversations that make all the difference. Thanks for being here. And as always, stay the course. All right. That's it for today's episode. And thanks again for listening. And just a quick reminder before we go, everything we talk about here is just for informational purposes. It's not financial, legal, or tax advice. The views I share are my own. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. And like anything in investing, there's always some risk, including the chance of losing money. If I mention a specific investment or strategy, that's just an example, not a recommendation. So always talk to a qualified professional before making decisions about your own plan. Advisory services are offered through Oakmont Advisory Group, LLC. We're a registered investment advisor. And if you're enjoying the Retirement Optimism podcast, be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. And if you want even more perspective on how to stay confident in your financial plan, sign up for the Retirement Optimism memos at oakmontadvisory.com. These are short weekly emails that break down timely topics and give you clear, actionable insights, all designed to help you stay focused on the big picture. And if you've got questions or just want to talk through your situation, schedule a free chat with one of our advisors. There's no pressure, no sales pitch, just a real conversation about how we can help you move forward with clarity. You can also sign up online for this at our website, oakmontadvisory.com. Let's keep planning with purpose together.